Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
And away we go with our number four. And for you and me, we've got our number five coming up at 1 o'clock.
Coming up.
That's right. If you want to know where Beautiful You, featuring this young lady here, Dr. Samara Humat, it will air at 1 o'clock today on another station, but you can find it by going to bellamedica.com. Bellamedica is the aesthetic division of Longevity Medical Clinic. We've had it for about 15 years, but things have gotten so exciting, and all the new lasers that you bought, Jerry, that Longevity bought for Bellamedica, exciting, wonderful things are going on.
Like I said last time, Christmas came early to Bellamedica this
year.
Yes,
sheesh. It did. I think you got about 4 or 5 years of Christmas presents there. In any event, it's the radio show is called Beautiful You. And on that hour, you talk about all the various services, all the lasers, the hair restoration, hair removal, facials, all kinds of stuff, PRP, all those kinds of stuff, skin tightening.
Absolutely, really, really excited about all of that. I've been saying for years and years that, you know, Bellamedica is the stepchild of longevity. Well, that stepchild just became a beautiful princess.
That's right.
And so as we've been working on the inside, this is now time to work on the outside, and it's all things non-surgical to not just help you look beautiful, but also, you know, you're feeling beautiful. Now we add the look part to it and to give you that chance to make changes to what you don't like about the way you look, be it in your hair, be it your face, be it your skin, or your body, because we do body contouring and skin tightening as well. And the skin tightening component is by far and away my favorite part. So,
and we'll talk about that this afternoon at 1 o'clock. The show is live, and today it'll be call-in. It's often pre-recorded because it's, well, but we do it live sometimes and sometimes pre-recorded.
But today it'll be live. She likes the skin tightening. I like the contour.
I know you do.
Because generally I've got a reasonably flat belly.
Yes.
But I've always had these little tiny things on either side.
Right.
You know, the little love handles.
Right.
And they just don't want to go away. No matter how lean I get, those hang on. But now they've got a device that they can actually make those shrink.
Well, you see, now when they shrink, Jerry, you're going to need that skin to be tightened up. So,
maybe.
All roads lead to the tightening machine.
Maybe, although I want to keep my progesterone level high enough that I still have enough elastic skin.
I will still show you what I can tighten.
All right. She's going to zap me.
All right. Back to Leading Edge Medicine. But again, this show is called Beautiful You. You want to find out where we are today at 1 o'clock, simply go to bellamedica.com. Bella, beautiful, medica, medicine. Bellamedica, Bellamedica.
Yeah. And before I leave it and we talk about it again in an hour or so, Pete, one thing, you know, you guys know that I talk about my women and I talk about women's issues a lot. And there are things that we can do in Bellamedica to help with women's wellness. So if you are having issues in menopause and postmenopause, then do come and talk to me about it or to your doctors in our clinics, or come and make an appointment at New You, because we can help you a lot.
Great. Sounds good. By the way, we've had a couple of people call in with questions that didn't want to go on the air. But one, they want to know, Jerry, just some quick answers again about shingles shots. Do you recommend them?
Yes. Yeah. You know, shingles is basically an outbreak of the chickenpox virus. Mm-hmm. Most of us had chickenpox when we were two or three. And while the disease went away, the virus has been sequestered in our bodies all these years. And it has been suppressed by our immune system. As we age and our immune response declines, many people find somewhere in their 50s, 60s, 70s that this virus wakes up and attacks a nerve root. And that's what that painful rash is actually chickenpox virus growing in a nerve root. If that happens to you, you got about a 30% chance that you're going to have long-term pain lasting years or even forever.
Wow.
And so the shingles shot is to prevent that. It's to boost your immune response to the chickenpox virus.
And I think anybody over 60 mm-hmm. can get it.
They can.
But why not?
It's a little on the pricey side.
Well, yeah, but why not a 40-year-old?
40-year-olds are just low risk of getting the shingles. Oh, okay. Well, so we just wait till people are at high risk of getting it. But, you know, if you wanted it at 40 or 50, there's no reason you couldn't. So we don't know, though, how long the protection will last.
And yeah, because when we were told originally, Vicki and I had our first shingle shot at 62, mm-hmm. that was when they said you could have it. So we did. But then at your suggestion, we went back 6 months ago or a year
ago. A little boost.
Mm-hmm. And did the booster or whatever. So mm-hmm. I don't want it. I've had some friends that have had shingles and holes. Jeez.
It can be miserable.
I had a good friend had it on his head, and he couldn't sleep for about a year and a half. It was just a mess. So, yeah, you don't want that. Okay, well, let's take another call. Let's go to Lake Stevens and talk to Terry. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We are well. How can we help you, sir?
Well, I'm 57 years old, and I've been taking testosterone injections for about 15, 16 years. Mm-hmm. And my question is, I started off about 12 years ago taking 1.5 milliliters every 3 weeks. And then because of insurance, I had to see another doctor, and he switched me to 0.06 every 2 weeks. My question is, for about the last, since I've been the lower dose but more frequent, at about 4 days before I need to self-inject, my mood kind of goes out of whack. And my wife's kind of mm-hmm. like, oh, you're about due for a shot, aren't you? I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah. I'm just wondering, my levels were, every time they test it, it's like in the low 500s. And listening to your shows today, both prior to this, I'm low compared to what you think I should be.
Yeah, well, the problem with the shots is that this is an oil-based, slow release, and you generally, when you get the injection, you actually go to higher than normal values, mm-hmm. super physiologic values, for the first several days. Mm-hmm. And then your levels start to drop, you go through the normal range, and then you get too low, and they give you another shot.
Yeah, and the problem with that is just that, the swings
yes.
from very high to very low. So I actually did that test for a patient of mine. He was coming to us for transdermal hormone replacement therapy and the rest of the program, but he started seeing somebody where he could get the injections. So I measured his levels right after an injection. Oh my gosh, I almost fell off my chair when I saw those values. Yeah. And he knew it. He was
outrageous.
Feeling it. They are. He was feeling it. It wasn't good for him.
Yeah. You know, we don't like to let people get too high or too low. Our goal is to put you in the middle of a physiologic range and keep you there every day of your life. Never let it get real high, never let it get real low. So we like to use the transdermals. It's a cream. You apply it in the morning. You wash it off at night. You put a new dose on in the morning. You wash it off at night.
And the advantage of that is that you're mimicking normal physiology. Mm-hmm. Normally, you peak in the morning. That's what wakes you up. That's why you get your morning erections. And then during the course of the day, the levels will drop off. There's a slight peak late afternoon, early evening, and then that drops off. We can't mimic that second peak.
Well, we can, but it's a real nuisance.
But it's a nuisance, yes. But we mimic normal physiology. We let your levels drop at night and rise again in the morning when you apply it again.
Okay, yes. I asked about the cream, and both of the doctors, oh, no, don't do that because you have a wife at home and she might get some cream on her or whatever, even through the laundry. So I'm so glad I called.
Yeah, no, we, you know, I've been applying my creams for 22 years now. And my wife is not a hairy creature. She's a sweet little Chinese girl, you know, smooth as can be. So, but, you know, but I do wash it off at night before we go to bed together. You know, we get up in the morning, and while she's fixing breakfast, you know, I shave and put on my creams. So I raise my progesterone and my testosterone each morning. And then I take a second dose of progesterone at bedtime just so I sleep better. Mm-hmm. But it's not hard. It takes about, you know, 30 seconds each day. I prefer to keep my levels in the middle of a healthy range instead of letting it go too high with a shot.
I am curious. I've heard you talk about the negatives of the shots, obviously, for 20 years now. But how expensive are shots?
Well, insurance covers it,
yeah,
right?
Insurance covers
it.
Oh,
it does?
That's why most people don't want to do it. Yeah.
Brother. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, and the creams that we use, you're spending about $50 a month. So maybe $1.50 a day.
For our compounded creams.
Yeah. So, you know, for $1.50 a day, most people can afford that.
Okay. Yes.
But, you know, one other thing that we brought up earlier is what else is happening in that cascade of hormones. Remember, mm-hmm. testosterone doesn't just work on its own.
Nope.
So there are several, it, like we said earlier, symphony of hormones. There are several before and then breakdown products of testosterone eventually. And then cholesterol, remember, is the backbone of all of these hormones.
It's the mother hormone.
It is. So if nobody's paying attention to the other hormone levels, then they're doing you a disservice. They're not paying attention to that whole cascade.
Yeah, I do have slightly elevated cholesterol. They do check that. But I went to a naturopath just because I asked her about this, and she did a whole thyroid thing. And my peroxidase I'm saying it wrong, I'm sure, is way off the chart, and it has been for quite a while. But because my T3, T4s, and the TSH is okay, she's like, well, if you want to take a medicine for the thyroid, go ahead, but you don't have to. So what kind of information is this for a patient?
Sounds like you have autoimmune. Hashimoto's is what he's talking about.
That's exactly what he's...
Well, I went to a rheumatoidologist first, and they did 100 more labs than that, but we can't find anything. And it was really muscle fatigue and all this, but it's just a funny situation what I'm going through.
Well, like I said, with the typical guy in your age group, we are measuring 8 different hormone levels. We're measuring your inflammatory markers. We're measuring some of your genetic propensities. We're looking at just a whole lot of things that most docs don't look at. And our goal is to put as many things as we can back to a healthy, youthful level as though you were in your late 20s to early 30s. And if we're successful in doing that, we can really change the way that you feel and function.
Okay. One thing, because I was taking the thyroid, testosterone, I should have been taking that years earlier. I was born with basically a hypergonadism.
Uh-huh.
And so one testicle, basically. And when I was born, you know, they didn't do anything. But they were saying if I would have been on these shots earlier or you know, given something earlier, I would be – I'm small stature. I'm under 5 foot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you think that with all, everything that goes around, that would have something to do with it? Most people in my family are all 5'7", you know, 5'10".
Yeah, that certainly can impact it. You know, your problem here is that – yeah, the anabolic hormones, the testosterone, dehydroepiandrosterone, are bone growth stimulators. They stimulate the osteoblast to make new bone. and then, you know, the estrogens. And in most men, you make estradiol out of testosterone. So if you don't have enough testosterone, you can't make enough estrogen. And the estrogens are what inhibit bone loss. So if you don't have enough testosterone to make new bone and you're low estrogen, so you dissolve bone faster, the result is thinner, weaker, smaller bones.
But you have to make the diagnosis before the epiphysis fuses.
Right.
Because once the fusion has occurred, then you cannot affect stature.
That's
right. You can't affect height.
Yeah. And in women,
that's what I was told when I was, Yeah.
In women, the intervention has to be within a year of puberty. Mm-hmm. In males, we have till you're about 18 or 20 years old. But beyond that, there's just not much we can do.
Not for height, anyways.
Yeah. Right. We can give you stronger, more robust, healthier bone, but I can't make you any taller.
Correct. And then that me think about, you know, if he was hypogonadism, he may even have had low growth hormone levels. Mm-hmm. So he would probably have benefited from that treatment.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see where his IGF-1
levels
are.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you, Terry. Appreciate the call.
Oops, sounds like they made him go away.
That's at your clinic.
Yes, come on in and let us work you up.
Yeah, you really ought to. The first baby step is a free health analysis appointment. Boy, that really makes sense for anybody. Absolutely. You get the two free tests, the blood test and the special in-body test, and you get the answers right there and then, so you'll understand what some of your basic health risks are. Then you can decide, once you have facts, what you should do. And that's why so many people appreciate getting a free health analysis appointment. We even make it easier than that, because if you make one of these appointments and come in for it, you get $100 of free longevity supplements. Pretty cool. You make an appointment by going to lmclinic.com. We've got three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland, lmclinic.com.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how you age. Call with your question at 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757.
We'd just like to encourage your audience that hasn't come in and listened to a seminar and you folks to take a look at it. I honestly, you say 10 to 15 years on your advertisements. I think I feel better than I felt 30 years ago.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
That patient here coming back from the break just said that he hears from longevity patients that they feel better now than they did 5 or 10 years ago. And then he says, as far as I'm concerned, he feels better than he did 30 years ago. We're not making this up. That wasn't an actor.
Nope.
who gave that little testimonial. And this is what still, there's that built-in skepticism. Mm-hmm. That so many people have. I guess it's understandable with how pounded we are with healthcare tradition. But the fact that you really can feel and function better this coming year than you did, even if it was only 5 years ago.
Sure.
I mean, that is a huge thing.
If you can roll the clock back physiologically five or 10 years, you've got a big advantage over the other people your age.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Sometimes those things are not measurable. And an example, and I've given this before, so for those of you who are hearing it for the second or third time, my apologies. But for those who haven't heard it, I called a gentleman once, and I was really surprised when he said he was in the ICU. And, you know, I thought, oh, my gosh, what happened? You know, what went wrong? Because I had just spoken to him not too long ago, and he was doing great. And his comment to me was, I'm leaving the the ICU tomorrow, but I'm never going to leave you. And I said, well, what happened? He said, my doctor said that I am in the best shape and I would not have survived this event had I not been in such good underlying health.
Isn't that a great comment?
Yeah. He had a supraventricular tachycardia. He needed to be cardioverted. He was in the ICU, kept there for observation, and then was put on some medication, which he has now come off of over the course of time.
Interesting.
But it was just that underlying physiology, like you just said. We changed that endocrine function for him so that he could withstand that event, and he was in a better shape to overcome it. So when you said, you know, people feel better. Yeah, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But when what we do for them functions at the cellular level, they are changing, whether they're feeling it or not, because we always say feeling is such a subjective thing. Mm-hmm. It's measurable things that we're looking for.
It's functions.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I can't measure how someone feels.
Yeah.
I can measure how far and how fast they can run. I can measure how strong they are. What can they lift? What can they push? What can they pull? You know, how well you're sleeping at night, you can measure the hours you sleep. You can measure very easily how many times you get to make love in the course of a week, a month, a year. You know, you can measure how well your body is functioning. Feelings are tougher. You know? So I have to take your word for how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I can measure how you function, and as a physician, it's those measurements that are important to me.
Yeah.
So, again, it's just a simple, if you can get over the skepticism and say, would Dr. Mixon, would Dr. Umat, would Pete really be lying about this? Do you think they're making up these testimonials? Is this really true? We hope you can get over that skepticism and know that, I mean, I'll be very blunt. Jerry, you could have retired years ago. So could I have. We do this because we are challenged. We are encouraged. And when we see the change in people, that's what wakes us up. That's why we're so excited about what we do.
You know, the clinic for me is a labor of love.
Yeah.
I don't make most of my living from the clinic. Okay, I've got other things in my life that have earned me a great income. But the clinic is what I do because I love to do it, and I really enjoy seeing the changes in people's lives. This is my good deed for the world in many respects.
Well, and the battle, I've joked about this about once a year, I get all over you and I tell the audience that you and I have had a running battle for 22 years because your goal... And I honor your goal. You wanted to make health, preventive health care available to the masses, not just the wealthy.
Yep.
That's been your goal.
It has been.
You wanted it. So bus drivers, construction workers.
Most clinics that do a comprehensive program like we do cost 5 and 6 times as much as we do.
It's absolutely
the
truth.
For every dollar you'd spend with us, you would spend 5 or 6 with them. So, you know.
There was, in fact, when you first got involved, it truly was for the wealthy. These services were like $30,000, $40,000 a year.
Yes, they were. And there are still clinics, you know, that our average cost, if you count all the supplements, all the prescriptions, all the lab work, all the doctor visits, everything inclusive, runs about $6,000 a year. But I know of clinics that are charging $26,000 to $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
For inferior, excuse me, tacky to say that.
Certainly for care that is no better than we're giving.
Definitely no better.
And they're charging $25,000, $30,000 for what we're doing 5 and 6.
That's right.
I mean, that's the real world. And, you know, I like your story about the guy, you know, he's driving 2 luxury cars. He's got a vacation home. He's got all sorts of stuff. But he thinks that we cost too much.
Yeah.
He spends more on a 2-week vacation than he would spend with us
a
year.
Right.
And on one of his 2 cars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's silly. The reality is life is priorities. And if your life is low priority for you, well, then you'll go where you go.
Yeah. Everybody has always thought that because we don't take insurance and you have to pay directly for our services, that we are a service for the wealthy. And
my whole goal has been to get this as inexpensive as I can and still provide the good care. But the laboratory costs money. The doctors cost money. The support staff costs money. The building costs money. The computers cost money. You know, the pharmaceuticals cost money. The supplements cost money. There's no way it can be free because all those people work hard and deserve to get paid, you know. And this is not a place where I'm raking off big bucks. You know, reality is I've got some employees that make more than I do.
We won't go there. The bottom line, no one's going to feel sorry for us. We're not asking that at all.
No.
The fact is we're the happiest people on the planet.
Yes.
Because we're doing what we love to do.
Well, and the reality
is helping people.
And the reality is I reached a point in my life. I'm in my 70s. I've been, you know, working, investing, creating for 70 some years now. I mean, I went to work full time at 17 and I've worked every day of my life since. Yeah. I don't need the clinic. That's not where my income comes from, but it is where my satisfaction comes from. It is where my joy comes from. And it is basically my mission in life.
Mm, well said.
And very with true. That, again, we got to go to a break and we will get to some more callers here very, very soon. As soon as we come back, Kathy from Renton has questions about flu shots, Gary, neuropathy, Bonnie, statins. But if you want to make a good decision and say, okay, I'm going to at least take that first baby step and make one of the free health analysis appointments, get the two free tests, the blood test and the special in-body test. And also, by the way, still we're offering $100 of free longevity supplements just for coming in to the free health analysis appointment. First step. Make the appointment. Get over the skepticism. It's for real. Make your appointment at lmclinic.com. I promise it's very easy to do. Take you 3 minutes at lmclinic.com.
Leading Edge Medicine. Do you have a question? Well, you can call now at 1-888-312-5757 and tell your friends to listen, too. That's 1-888-312-5757.
This is Carolyn. In our 60s, my husband and I were struggling with libido. And I've always called him Dudley Do-Right because he's such a good guy. But since longevity, now I'm calling him Studley Do-Right.
April love is for the very young. Every star's a wishing star that shines for you.
I know you get frustrated, but I want to tell you, I didn't tell you this. I had dinner with Pat Boone. What was it, about 3 or 4 weeks ago in his home, Beverly Hills. And we were talking, obviously, he's got such a history. He's a real icon, American icon, with his music and April Love. And I told him that I work with somebody that is irritated with that song. That you really get hacked off when you hear the song. Maybe not hacked off, but you make a good point, Jerry. April Love is only for the young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he sold a million of those records. And I told him, though, but hey, at longevity, you can experience that zing, that sizzle, that passion, even in December love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so very, very true.
Well, and, with Bandine and I are 30 years apart. You know, we are different generations, different cultures, different societies. She was born and raised in mainland China. And, I'm you're a military brat in America.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are very different places in our lives, and yet, you know, we are very much in love, and our life is one long romance. So I don't know. You know, we laugh sometimes about some of these songs.
Yes.
You know the one about Under the Bridges of Paris with you?
No. What?
No, it's a beautiful song about I want to be under the bridges of Paris with you and so on. Okay. But we've been under the bridges of Paris, and they stink.
Yes, they do. I've been there, too.
I don't want to be under the bridges of Paris with my wife.
Actually, I don't want to be in Paris at all right
no. now. No. You know, you got to keep one hand on your wallet.
Yes,
the
you
The pickpockets are everywhere.
They are, yes. I've experienced that.
But, yeah, you know, we have a great romance. She is the center of my universe. So I don't know. When I hear his songs about it's for the very young, well, folks, ain't no way in hell you're going to mistake me for the very young.
So there, no offense, Pat.
But love is a really big part of my life.
He understood. So. He understood. All right. And again, I was just told by our producer here, call screener, that people are wanting a phone number, and I haven't given it out for 2 or 3 hours. If you want to make a free health analysis appointment, yes, 95% or more make those appointments online. It's a wonderful, simple, very intuitive process at lmclinic.com. Easy, I promise. But, hey, some people don't have computers. That's why it just hit me. I go to the library a lot. Vicki and I just are book crazy people, and we're there constantly. And all of their computers, you know, they're all always jammed. People are in there using the library. So not everybody has a computer, and that's okay. So you can call. Here's the toll-free number for longevity, 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG.
YOUNG for the dyslexic.
Yes, okay. 866-86-YOUNG. So God bless you. Make one of those free appointments. I promise you, you will love the process. By the way, you'll also love our staff. We have a staff. Oh, my gosh. The people that you'll meet with, they are such classy people. You just can't believe how quality. I'm thinking of Sean and Tim.
Yeah,
and
our health advocates.
And Howie.
Such an amazing experience, you know, just a wonderful, knowledgeable people, friendly, and they just talk you
courteous.
Through.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, for sure. But the point is you're here for a purpose, right? And they do it in such a beautiful way. That's what I like about it. And that's what I've enjoyed talking to them. And it's just fun.
Let us go to Renton. And am I pronouncing your name correctly? Is it Kathy or Cathay?
Typical Kathy.
Okay, typical Kathy. All right. Thank you,
good
Kathy.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
I have two questions. The first one is, okay, so Beautiful You is going to be on at 11 now.
Starting next Saturday.
Yes.
Today it's at 1 o'clock.
Right,
still.
I know. But okay. My question is, does that mean that this program is not going to be on for 2 hours, only one?
No, that's a good question, though. Yeah. Beautiful You for down the track will be pre-recorded.
Okay.
We'll usually, you know, like the day before, it'll be pre-recorded.
Although I have not yet run this idea by Pete. But we are actually looking at building a new audio-video studio.
Oh, yes.
And right. So that we can actually do videos and stream this whole thing live as vlogs so people can see us and hear us. But
awesome.
But I've also raised the idea of doing a parallel audio studio so that Samara could be with us for the first 2 hours. And then the second 2 hours, I'd do the first hour on my own while she ran that one as a live call-in show.
Yeah.
And then joined us for the second hour.
Yeah, we've got options. We have some seriously expanded office space in our new warehouse.
Yes.
And so we're considering building our own TV and audio studios, because we've got all kinds of projects that we're doing that most people don't even know about, and that's okay, but it will include streaming this show.
The problem we're facing right now, and this is an odd problem in this digital age, is that to do a show like this from our own studio, we have to have internet backup. We have to have two completely separate internet systems so that if one goes down, the other cuts in automatically and we don't go off the air. And over at our warehouse where we want to build the new studio, we can only so far get access to one company. And we need two companies, two separate companies with separate systems at the same time. And we can't pay someone
because they come in and put
a second line for us.
Well, yeah, that's because the whole the warehouse community there is not wired. Most warehouses don't require that type of...
And they've got one.
Yeah.
But they're telling us they can't put it in two yet. Right. So anyway, we'll get it done somehow. Yeah. So.
But anyway, you raised a very important question, and I was thinking about that too. And I did want to talk to you about, you know, the timing and how is this going to work.
Well, nice. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
All right. My second question is, okay, I'm kind of what you could call an anti-vaxxer in a way. I have never had a flu shot, and I'm kind of concerned of the possibility of any reactions or effects possibly. Can you help with that? Tell me about it.
Sure. You know, the most common side effect or adverse effect from the flu shot is a sore arm for a couple of days.
Yeah, or that it doesn't work.
Yeah. Or it just didn't give you the protection we wanted it to. The problem with influenza, that particular RNA virus mutates very quickly.
Yes.
And there are probably close to a dozen strains of it in the world at any given time. And each year, one or two of those strains will cause the majority of the infections. Mm-hmm. But we never know in advance for sure which ones are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so Center for Disease Control watches what's going around the world all the time, and they make their best guess about May or June as to what we're going to have come fall. And that's when the companies have to start gearing up to produce the vaccine that we're going to take the coming winter.
Right.
And most of the time, they make a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
And the vaccine in a good year will protect about 70% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
In a so-so year, it only protects about half of us. And once in a while, they get a bad year, and it doesn't cover 20% of us.
Yeah.
And so it's always a little uncertain. The vaccines are not dangerous. The only problem I know of that we've really gotten in trouble was the swine flu. And the swine flu, and again, this is what, you know, Mr. Biden was so proud of. The swine flu came about, and the prediction was that it was very virulent. It was going to kill millions of people, and they rushed the vaccine process, and they did not take the time or do enough volume of testing. And it turned out that more people were injured from the vaccine than were injured from the flu.
Oh, my, really?
Yeah, we actually triggered several people with Guillain-Barré syndrome, or paralysis.
Oh, boy.
Wow. And that's been the only one. And so then the worry has been, and the reason some people are hesitant to take this one is, we are rushing again.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we are rushing more than we ever had on the planet. The counterbalance to that, though, is with the swine flu, we had two companies on planet Earth that were making the vaccine, only two. Now we have over 100 different companies competing for their vaccine.
Wow. Yeah.
And we've got trials going on with a cumulative total of hundreds of thousands of people
mm-hmm.
that are being followed along. and we're just not seeing problems with these vaccines. We've had three vaccines that have had one or two adverse effects that have caused them to pause it.
Yeah.
And they've investigated and found that those people that got sick did not get sick from the vaccine. You know, when you enroll 40 or 60,000 people in a study, somebody's going to get sick. Right. 60,000 older human beings, things go wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not necessarily due to the vaccine. But when anybody gets really sick, they stop, they reevaluate, they say, was this from the vaccine or not?
Sure.
And only then, if they're pretty confident it wasn't from the vaccine, do they restart the trial and get moving again.
Right. And then this is, of course, as you know, about the coronavirus, but she was asking about the influenza virus. And that's pretty safe, really, except, of course, if it doesn't work. With the flu season this year, we were very scared because we thought it would be worse given what's going on with the coronavirus. And part of the literature was also citing earlier that maybe the flu season will not be as bad simply because people are already taking precautions and they are social distancing, using their masks and washing their hands. And so far, we have seen less flu in the country than we would have by now if it wasn't
All the precautions we're taking for coronavirus are also effective against the flu.
Right.
They're both RNA respiratory viruses.
That's right.
That makes sense.
Yep. And so we are not seeing nearly the flu outbreak that we expected.
Yeah.
And that's always good news.
That's always good news. Now, I don't know whether more people have been immunized against the flu by now or not this year. That I haven't seen.
They have been, and we are running low on flu vaccines.
Okay.
Some places are getting shortages because so many people are getting their vaccinations early.
Early, yeah.
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 So I don't think flu is going to be a big deal this year just because of all the precautions for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So you were talking about you doubled up on the dosage or whatever.
There's two different flu vaccines out there.
Oh,
older people do not have as robust an immune system, so the vaccine dose that we give to the young people is not very effective for the old people because it takes more to stimulate an older person's vaccine or immune system. Mm-hmm. So there's two different doses. There's the senior dose and the young dose. The senior dose is four times as strong as the youth dose. And so, you know, being in my 70s, I went over and got mine. And, you know, at Costco, the insurance covers it 100%. They don't even have to put out a dollar. And so I got mine about a month ago.
Yeah, and they'll base it on your age. So they will tell you which one you're eligible for.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you go to XYZ pharmacy and everybody's touting free flu shots, you know.
Yeah. Oh, everybody has
it. Yeah. I'm going to go to my primary doctor's office. I already talked to them.
Okay.
And so I just figured, well, you know, if that might be safer. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the only thing is call and make sure they have the senior strength available for you. Because sometimes that one runs out.
They do run out, yes.
All right, then. That was all the question I had. Thank you so much.
Kathy.
Have a good
day. You're welcome, ma'am.
You too. Okay, a quick break, and we'll be back. We'll talk to Gary, who has a question about neuropathy and osteoarthritis. And then Bonnie from Edmonds has a question about statins. We'll get to you both just as soon as we come back. You don't want to go far.
We'd just like to encourage your audience that hasn't come in and listen to a seminar and you folks to take a look at it. I honestly, you say 10 to 15 years on your advertisements, I think I feel better than I felt 30 years ago.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game.
Hey, we had a little audio problem there, but that's okay. Welcome back to the final segment of Leading Edge Medicine. Let's go to University Place and talk to Gary. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You betcha. What's up?
Anyway, I went to my neurologist a couple years ago, and I got this neuropathy all over my body, and they said they don't know what the cause is, and but so I was wondering if this neuropathy is related to the osteoarthritis I have throughout my whole spinal cord. Is there anything I can do about it?
I am going to bet that it is. Neuropathies, and let me explain this for the general audience out there, okay? Neuropathy just means nerve dysfunction. Something is whacking your nerves and they're not working well. The most common ones we get are peripheral neuropathies, that is the neuropathies in your feet and toes and so on, and commonly seen in either older people or in diabetics and often triggered to small blood vessel disease that's impairing those peripheral nerves. If you're getting issues all over your body, it's one of two things, either genetic or autoimmune. And if it were genetic, it would have started very young. If it didn't start until you were, you know, an adult, then we're probably looking at an autoimmune disease. People who have any autoimmune disease, when you look carefully, have an average of 3 autoimmune dysfunctions. And you've already described 2 of them. You've got a neuropathy, the systemic, and you've got rheumatoid arthritis, which is a second autoimmune disease. And I'm going to bet that if we looked carefully at your thyroid and your glucose metabolism and your kidney function, I'll bet we can find another one, too.
Did he say rheumatoid or osteo?
Osteo.
Which kind of osteo?
Oh, osteo. Okay, yeah. Well, that was my misunderstanding then. Sorry. Yeah. Osteoarthritis, we don't have a good understanding for exactly what's triggering that one. So when I heard neuropathy, I thought, oh, autoimmune, and I guess I transposed that automatically to rheumatoid. Shame on me.
And I'm not diabetic.
Okay. So probably there's very few things will give you widespread neuropathies. And autoimmune disease or diffuse vascular disease are about the only things I can think of. How old were you when this started?
I'm 71 now, and it's been about 3 years.
Okay, so late 60s.
Yeah.
And once more, that's kind of screaming autoimmune.
Right. So, and also, you know, he has generalized osteoarthritis, probably affecting the spine also. So, you know, there are different kinds of nerves in our body. The sensory nerves are what feel sensation. Motor nerves are responsible for helping with function of the muscle, like contraction. And then there's the autonomic nervous system that helps with things like blood pressure and heart rate. So the sensory nerves are what causes peripheral neuropathy. Damage to the sensation of pain. So that's why you're feeling pain. And it's probably because the nerves are being compressed or blocked at somewhere along the path. And for them to cause widespread symptoms, it means that when they exit from the spinal cord, that's probably where they're being affected. And with degenerative joint disease like osteoarthritis is just wear and tear and degeneration. What's happening is that in the spinal cord, the vertebrae are becoming smaller and smaller over time. They're not as big and robust as they were when you were younger. And the disc spaces between them are also decreasing. So the cushion between them is decreasing. And as the nerves are exiting the spinal cord, they are what we call osteophytes or spurs are forming in the vertebral bodies that are compressing on the nerves. And therefore, you are feeling the sensation of pain along the pathway of that nerve. That's what that is, basically. We look for causes, and like Dr. Mixon was saying, diabetes is one of the predominant causes that affects all nerves. So we look for a systemic cause to explain a disease process. But in your case, it could very well be just the how bad your osteoarthritis is, the normal wear and tear, the degenerative changes. Yeah, but there are things you can do, you know?
Yes, things like when I first started 3 years ago, it started with pain in my feet. Mm-hmm. It went one foot, in a period of 2 weeks, it went from one foot to the other foot, pain and numbness. Mm-hmm. And then the pain went away mm-hmm. after 2 weeks, and all I've had is numbness pretty much. It spread throughout my whole body. So anyway, I'm excited about calling 866-86-YOUNG and getting in there.
Sure, good. And we'll do a good analysis for you. But, you know, you've had it for 3 years. You may want to have your primary care send you for EMG studies or nerve conduction studies also to tell you whether there's disruption in those pathways, okay?
I did that. I can bring the results with me.
Good.
All right.
And then one other thing that you might want to get your primary care doctor to do so it'll be covered under insurance, tell him you would like to get a vitamin B6 level.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Because peripheral neuropathies that involve both hands and feet are often B6 toxicity.
Right, sure. And that's a good point. And we'll also do the micronutrient test, so we'll check for cellular levels of nutrients as well.
So, hey, thanks, anyway, Gary.
We'll
good
work
call.
You out, my friend.
Good call, Gary. Thank you. All right. Well, my apologies to Bonnie. She had a question about statins, and that could go on for hours. There's just not enough time to go into it. Gary just brought it up, the free health analysis appointment. Dr. Umat, why don't you give us like a 30-second, the two tests that people get.
Very important two tests. One is a blood test that gives us an idea about your risk for prediabetes and diabetes, and therefore chronic diseases like dementia and cancer and coronary artery disease. The in-body tells us about your muscle-to-fat ratio. As we all get older, we lose muscle and we gain fat. Fat is not an inert tissue. Fat is a pro-inflammatory tissue that increases risk for degenerative joint diseases, cancer, dementia, and coronary artery disease. So we look at your risk factors as you are getting older. And all of this is, by the way, considered normal aging.
And again, you get those two tests for free. It is a free health analysis appointment. And if you make that appointment and come on in, you also get $100 of free longevity supplements. Talk about a bargain. If you've been skeptical, hey, you need to get over it. This is exciting. Longevity has been doing this now for 22 years, and we'd love to have you come in and grab one of those appointments. You do it online at lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com, or you can call 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG. And to listen to Beautiful You with Dr. Umat, go to bellamedica.com and push the podcast button. We're there live at 1 o'clock.